Here are today's top stories. The alleged killer of 9-year-old Tyshawn Lee was charged today. Prosecutors said this guy's been in jail since November on a different gun charge. And they say he laughed when describing luring Tyshawn Lee from the playground to the alley where he allegedly shot the boy execution style. Prosecutors also say this wasn't gang retaliation, killing Tyshawn to send a message to the boy's father, and that the killer planned to torture the boy. Are you kidding me? I'm stunned. This is, man. It's so, the only thing you can take away is that it's so brutal and so inhumane that it's more serial killer than everyday life, but I don't know. Stunned. Gah. Bill Clinton's the first of the spouses to make the rounds this week in Illinois. Bill Clinton, who I like to call OG Melania, hit up the West Side for some breakfast and handshakes, and then hit up an Evanston synagogue for some prayer and handshakes. Then he hit up the handshake convention for some handshakes and handshakes. The latest poll has Hillary up 40 points, so I'm not sure why Bill is stumping at all in the Chicago area. But hey, he loves food and he loves touching people, so there you go. The National Republican Senatorial Committee deleted a tweet today that said, Tammy Duckworth doesn't stand up for veterans. Poor choice of words. She's a double amputee. Governor Rauner came out today and said Speaker Mike Madigan was, quote, not doing his job. This, of course, is true, since the House is out of session for a month, returning on April 4th. The Senate was in session, but the House? Nah, they'd be chilling. We'd be chilling. Rauner must have heard me complaining about this. I hate to say it, but I'm with you, Governor. Rain hellfire on this month-long vacation stuff. And let's get rid of collective bargaining rights for all. Ugh. What happened? I blacked out. What did I say? Today is International Women's Day, and now it's time for the Downloads Mansplaining Moment. So, ladies, it's Women's International History Month. See, it's a holiday to recognize all of the achievement that women have made in society. It's every March. It's important, okay? And you should know about it. And that has been the Download Mansplains International Women's Day. A new app called People is about to hit the market. It gives people the ability to rate you as a person. And there's nothing you can do about it. Critics are worried about weak anti-bullying measures, which makes me laugh because the anti-bullying measures would be not having an app like this that rates people, right? Wow, are we going backwards, society? I feel like we're in reverse. In weather, another great day, huh? What's happening? Will this go down in history as the mildest winter ever to have happened in Chicago? Oh, wait, did I just jinx it? Oh, man, I just jinxed it. In sports, why don't we start with the Bulls swelling in Jimmy Butler's knee? I guess it's getting better, and he's still up in the air. And when it comes to Thursday's game against the Spurs, that's a big game. The Bulls have won two in a row, but currently hover around the last spot in the East, which means they're also hover towards the top spot in the East because, well, it's the NBA East. The Blackhawks get back at it tomorrow night against the Blues and then the Stars on Friday. That's how we like it. Also, Marcus Kruger, boom, extended. Free agency is beginning to take shape, and the Bears do have interest in former Denver Bronco linebacker Danny Trevathan. Although GM Ryan Pace is singing that time-tested old standard, we're gonna be cautious, cautious, not gonna spend a lot of money, cautious. For one time, I'd like to hear a GM say, oh man, so much talent's out there, I'm buying it all. And then, like, the theme song from Ballers hits. Remember, the Bears were 6-10, so come on, more Ballers. Cubs are in talks with Jake Arrieta for a long-term deal, but it's just talks, nothing concrete. The Cubs are smart. If Arrieta does what he did last year, especially down the stretch, you're going to have to pay him super money anyway. But if he slows down, maybe gives up 3, 4, 5 runs a game, boom, you give him Steve Traxel money, right? I mean, I should negotiate more baseball contracts. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but I've won a couple times in fantasy baseball. And finally tonight, Dr. Quentin Young died today at the age of 92. Quentin was a longtime advocate for healthcare and a former chairman at Cook County Hospital. He was the doctor called upon to treat Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. after rocks were thrown at him in Marquette Park. I had the honor to produce Dr. Young when he was a contributor at Public Radio. You know, he schooled me in single-payer healthcare, and he taught me about the importance of colonoscopies at an early age. He could dive deep on policies and politics and still find a way to give real talk on diabetes. He was a great man in Chicago history, and I, for one, am sorry to see him go. Thanks for being Chicago's doctor, Dr. Quentin Young. Well, that's the carryout for March 8th, 2016. Hey, eat outside.